First in family. What's going on, y'all? We're here.
We made it.
We made it back from the whirlwind trip down south to Miami. And we're happy to be back. We're happy to be back in Vero Beach because Miami is something else.
It's an angry place.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very angry place with some very wonderful people, I'm sure. But also some very angry drivers.
Bad drivers.
Some very angry humans. Just, it's a lot. Some awesome houses.
Yeah.
Next to some really not awesome houses. Like literally next door to some not so awesome houses. But we made it back. About seven hours in the car. Counting a stop for boiled peanuts on the way home.
And lunch.
And lunch and poke. But we're here.
It took all of like 7 minutes. We had an appointment at 12:15. And we were like, we're going to leave super early because
Probably traffic. Less than 7 minutes, yeah. if I'm being honest.
If traffic gets backed up on the way to Miami, anybody who's driven it knows you're screwed. I don't care how many hours early you are, you're screwed. So.
And for Global Precheck, there was like a three-month window, like delay to make an appointment, which is why we had to go to Miami because all the other places that offer it, like Orlando, it was like 4 or 5 months out. So there was no way we were comfortable. In case something went wrong.
So if you have TSA or Global Precheck and you need to go for an interview, schedule it now.
Schedule it now. Don't wait. So we wanted to give that buffer. Well, we didn't need the buffer on the way down. We got there about 45 minutes early and we walked in and they're like, do you have an appointment? And we're like, yes. And they're like, when is it? We're like 12:15, literally like 45 minutes from now. And they're like, go on in. So it worked out. It worked out pretty well for us, you know, pretty good.
Didn't ask too many questions.
No. Didn't ask what was your purpose of your visit in Turkey, and I had to lie and say it was for my honeymoon. Oh, wait, it was for my honeymoon. So, yeah, good to go. So we are cleared for Global Precheck, which is awesome. It's worth the 7 hours because we'll probably literally save that.
Oh, at least.
On our first flight, not having to do all the crap because of the connectors and everything. So there we go. There we go. So here we are, fam. Thanks for hanging out with us. We did not get any questions, probably because we slid this up so late, and that's okay. If you got anything, ask away. If not, we'll find a few things to say. We just may. Because it's the Friday.
It's the Dr. Seuss day, apparently.
It's the Friday.
Friday. Q&A.
Right here. Right here. You don't get a Viper style for that.
No!
Because that took...
You didn't even blow it up either.
It took... I mean, it wasn't your best work.
Listen.
Let's try it again.
Get on me today after. Guess who drove to Miami?
Let's try it again. It's a Friday.
Q&A.
That gets Viper style.
That was a terrible Viper. That was terrible. We're not doing that again. No, we're not doing that again. I'm calling it.
We'll work on that Viper style, y'all. Ian Osborne is happy we're here. Congrats. Ian Osborne also hates Miami.
You know what? Listen, Miami's got some great food. The beaches are gorgeous, but no.
That was a cool thing. If any of you saw our poke photo, the backdrop. All those palm trees and stuff. That was pretty cool. A lot of awesome houses. A lot of places I would love to live in because I'm a big fan of modern architecture.
Like don't 50s,
wanna,
but modern.
Don't want to pay those prices. I believe they call that mid-century modern, if Whatever. I'm correct. But I also like modern.
Yeah.
And so when you go from mid-century modern to modern on the same street, it's pretty awesome. Like my heart is happy. But I don't think I want to pay to live in Miami. But there we go. Krista's here. What's up, Krista? How are you? Jamie says, hey. I say hey to you, Jamie. Ian said, Dexter had a lot of work there for a reason. Yes, he did. And, you know, I wish Dexter was still doing the good work for the denizens of Miami.
Well, it ran out a lot of seasons, though, didn't it?
Well,
I mean,
you remember the reboot.
Six seasons. We watched the reboot.
We watched the reboot. And I thought that was pretty good, but we'll see. Molly is here. Happy good morning. Good afternoon. Danielle Frisbee, what's going on? Hey, hey, happy Friday. Friday. Coach Amy in the house. In the house. Nate says, I thought we had the wrong date again.
Nope, you're good.
No, that was just, that was a last week special. Didn't we go live on Saturday? Was that last week?
I don't remember.
Whenever it was when I said it was May 10th and it wasn't, or May 3rd or whatever it was. You are in the right spot, good sir. Thank you for checking me. I appreciate it. Sephra's here. Matt Shelton, getting ready. Getting ready to leave it all on the mat tomorrow. I'm excited for you, bro. I also do appreciate that your photo is just all focus. No flexing, all business. Good job, brother. Good job. Ian says, my pre-check is March 28th. Thank you for the reminder. With us, yes. With you flying as much as you'll be doing for chemo, get your pre-check organized. Because you don't want to be taking your shoes off and waiting in long lines.
So the TSA pre-check, you should have a lot more options for sites. The problem with global entry is it is like serious border patrol,
international
customs.
International only.
We walked in and they were carrying big old guns. Like, they're cops.
What's up, Ram? I mean, fam. That just reminded me of, what's up, big perm? I mean, big worm. So, what's up, Ram? I mean, fam. I just had to go there. Nick, what's up with you, brother? How are you? Molly says, if you have an American Express, it will pay for your pre-check on your next billing cycle with a refund for the amount. Or if you have a Chase, which is the only reason we had Global Pre-Check, because when I signed up for the collection of cards, when Points Guy said, this is the way you rig the game, when I signed up for those collections of cards, it offered a pre-check. And I said, well, I'm given this benefit. I might as well spend it. Which is how they get you, because she didn't get the benefit.
No, just one.
Just one.
But Chase, Sapphire Reserve, and I think the Ink, the Business Ink card does too. They'll pay you back for it. Might as well take it.
Did you pay for one on each?
I think so. I don't know.
Fam, you're about to see Anne get fired. Because she is not aware of what she's speaking on, nor is she aware she followed through with the knowledge she believes she possesses.
I don't even remember what I had for breakfast, to be honest.
We'll talk about this later. Ian said, I had to go buy Ludacris a whole bunch of Church's Chicken last time I was in Miami, and the traffic made me cry. His rider required it. I mean, Luda's got to eat, you know what
traffic's
I'm saying?
Bad.
And that was probably predating the Grubhub, where you could have just had someone bring you the chicken, then you bring the chicken third hand. So, I don't know. Speaking of chicken, what's going on, man? We really don't have much. We will go into something here in a minute. It's not a major thing, but we did have... John Conjimmy wanted to see the reunion house.
Yeah.
So we can definitely go over the house we will be staying at for the first in family reunion. I'm looking at this first picture, and it's pretty cool. I'm pretty excited by it. So when we downsized, we actually upgraded, which was pretty awesome. So we'll go into that. But if anyone has anything else, let us know. Fire away, and we will do our best to answer them. Fit Tribe. We will be going live in Fit Fully Involved training for all the members of the tribe, what I like to refer to as the Cool Kids Club, because Coach Kim, who is also Fit Tribe participant, asked a question in there. So we will be going there directly after this one for all you members of the tribe. So
be shortly too if y'all don't have
It might
questions.
Be shortly if y'all don't have any questions, which is cool with us because 7 hours...
Driving's exhausting.
Yeah, and listening to her is exhausting.
Listening
and that's all she did was just the whole time.
Because y'all know out of the two of us, I'm the talker.
And all she wanted to talk about was work. All she wanted to talk about was like, oh, what if we did this? And what about this positioning statement? And what if we change the language of this? And how about that? And let's get new cards before we go to muster. And
I did say that.
And I'm like, oh, because we got nothing to do. So sure, let's just order some new cards. Yeah, no big deal. So so I'm a little bit tired of being this close to this one. So I need a little break, maybe a little guitar, a little video game, a little something, a little work, because coaches want to get paid. And Friday around the Fit HQ is payday. And sorry, coaches, I have not paid you yet, but it's coming. Don't hold your breath because we got to get through this live, but I'll get you. Gotcha. So, all right, let's check out the reunion digs. Can you dig it? I can dig it. Guys, if you are not aware, the First In Family Reunion is coming. It's coming up quick, and we have this awesome crib to hang out at. And I have yet to see a converted garage playroom with the full-on Miss Pac-Man experience. And I'm going to, you know what I'm going to try here real quick? Ann's going to entertain you.
Entertain you. While he clicks 87 buttons and nothing works right is what's going to happen, unfortunately.
Oh, you know what? It didn't work.
Oh.
It didn't work. Well, anyway, it looks like this room has like some kind of weird gaming chairs with multiple frickin' monitors and a Miss Pac-Man machine, a big projector as well. So guys, if you wonder where I will be at the family reunion, it will be gaming on both of those televisions to try to make up for lost time. You guys know I am all about efficiency. And if I can play two games at once, then, I mean, you know, it's like living the dream. Coach Amy says, sweet, sweet reunion time. I'm counting down the days. It's going to be such an epic week, man. We're so pumped. We were actually talking about it on the way back about how much we're looking forward to, like, freaking getting our faces melted at Mustard.
Yep.
And then being able to roll right into, like, crazy downtime at the reunion. So we're super freaking stoked about it. But yeah, man, the house just looks like it's set up awesome. You know, pretty freaking pumped on, you know, again, it's going to be a smaller reunion. So we're going to be able to, like, get everybody around, get everybody chilling on this ridiculous, weird-looking couch with this 50s modern chair in the background. And we'll have everybody be able to sit at a table for once, which is kind of cool. So we're pretty pumped about that. You know, house is pretty standard. Again, they've got this weird fake palm tree that they're watching on the TV. I don't know if you guys noticed that, but it's on everything. The realtor tricks where they use the funky angles and put fake television screens on, but that's kind of cool. Yeah, we're pretty pumped about it. Someone left their Harry Potter. I don't know if he'll still be hanging out there. It looks like this is a Harry Potter nook.
Yeah.
Look, that's like a Harry Potter sign over here. So in other words, reunion house is going to be cool. Anna Patterson, I do not see her on here yet, but I think she will be excited about this because
Princess Bride time.
Because Princess Bride time can finally go down in this crazy theater room.
Bring some popcorn.
Big giant popcorn projector. Maybe. Bring our popcorns.
Yep.
Get it on. So I'm pretty happy about that. This crazy freaking black paint they put on the ceiling everywhere. Good luck redoing that one, fam. That's gonna be a hard one. Bedrooms are pretty basic this time around. They're nice. I'm not sure if I would have picked these sheets if this was my Airbnb. But hey, man, maybe they think we're old. I don't know. Maybe they think we're very Florida. It is what it is. It be what it be. But yeah, man, pretty pumped about this. Ian just asked a question. Ian said, is there a pretty princess room?
Oh, yes.
And I don't know if I should show you this or not, Ian. Because I think you're going to be upset that you're not going to make it here. Because there is a Frozen-a-dish princess room. And I know that was your favorite of all time at every reunion you were able to make it to.
Complete with a wall mural.
There is a princess room with a wall mural. And note to your right, another series of palm trees on the television. So, yeah, guys, we got palm trees in every room. And in fact, if those palm trees are not on every television when we show up, I am going to write a negative complaint for false advertisement.
Once we leave. After we leave.
John and I could have been in heaven together again. Right? Ian said, damn it. Yeah, but listen, you know better. Next time, no squeaking, man. No squeaking. Amy says, Jonathan, I call Anne as my bunk buddy.
Princess
please,
buddies.
Please take her. Right? Please.
He gets you're the not, dog. You're oh, not, the dog's not going to be with us this time.
No chop this time.
No chop this time.
No chop this time.
Because of Mustard and all shenanigans.
Yep. Kick-ass Avengers room.
Avengers, yep.
I mean, look at that. Look at that mural, man. That ain't no fake palm trees. That's like some real deal.
Sleep in the Hulk bed with a Captain America pillow.
I totally could. In fact, I might. I might just, Amy might be stuck with you, to be honest. I'm steady fixing to take her for a whole week. Right there. You know what, man? Get you some. It ain't all it's cracked up to be, coach. I'll let you know that for a fact.
You'll miss me.
Probably. I'm going to have to feed myself.
Yeah. More rooms.
More rooms, guys. I'm scrolling through this like you guys can't see it. You guys can see everything. Got some rooms. Got some rooms where you can take a bath. I think they call those bathrooms. But this is what I'm talking about. Look at those chairs, that's man. A chair. Look at those chairs. Look at the ceiling. I'm all about this thing, man. I don't know what systems they have. I know they got these palm trees every frickin' where. But I'm excited, man. I'm pumped about this. So reunion's always a good time. Fam, if you don't know what the reunion is, you better ask somebody. Basically, it's summer camp with food scales. We're going to all get together. We're going to all hang out. We're going to all take over this kid's water park. We're going to all get some workouts in this gym and have a good time for a few days in April. So, guys, that is the reunion house. Let me give everybody a seizure as I quick scroll up to the top. And, yeah, that's where we're at. That's where we're going to be hanging out. If you are one of the fortunate few to be booked to hang out with Muster and at the reunion with us, then we'll be seeing you soon in this place. And if not, well, who needs you? You know what I'm saying? Who needs you?
Drink break.
Good job. Cover and move right there. Awesome teamwork. Good job. Well, guys, it seems like you are so blinded by Anne's amazing anecdotes and my delicious delivery that you don't even know what to say. So I will go ahead and tell you a few things you can do to support First End by supporting yourself. First thing first, all you Muster attendees, if you haven't yet, y'all need to be hitting up that store and getting your First End gear.
We're running out of time. If you've not gotten your gear, your shirts to wear, Jonathan's catching flies.
Miyagi.
If you haven't gotten them and you need to get an order in, message me and I will try to email them and get a rush on it, but you're getting close. We're getting down to the wire where it's probably not going to show up, so hit up some friends, find some extra shirts. If you want to be in the pictures, wear your shirts.
They've done a pretty crazy job of not asking us and just literally labeling First In on everything. So they have tons of new stuff on there. If you haven't seen it in a while, you can get like the Misfits Fiend logo on a baseball tee, all kinds of cool stuff. So check it out. If there's anything you don't see on there that you want, send an email to support at First In Nutrition and we will send you the catalogs of stuff you can get in the store and we'll try to get it up there for you if it's not completely ridiculous. Like, we're not going to make them adjust the website for one item that you may want, or maybe we will. I don't know. They work for us. Maybe we'll tell them to do that. So let us know if you got anything like that. Next thing you can do, I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe you can, let's see if I get the right one. Click i.amfirst.in/Amazon next time you are browsing and randomly purchasing items on Amazon like we do, because Uncle Bezos has agreed to give us a few cents of your purchase. And those things can add up to $3 over time, and we can buy another pancake ring mold so some of my pancakes don't look like footballs, which is cool for First End Fuel if you're over there checking that out. So this is the way the support goes around. We get that virtuous cycle, because if Ann knows she's got to make more than like the three pancakes, you know, we have ring molds for, she ain't going to do it. She's not going to have like three perfectly round ones and two footballs. It's going to be all footballs or nothing. So check that out if you get a chance. Next thing you guys can do that not only supports you, but supports First In, is invite your friends and family. Finn for the win. If you do not know, because we do not do a great job of letting you know this, every member that you inspire to join our family gets you 4 weeks added to your program. Finn, for
the win.
As our way, easy for me to say, of saying thank you to you for bringing your friends and family into our family.
You know why you stuttered? That was shock that I actually came up with what I was supposed to say.
Sometimes you surprise me.
He doesn't sometimes give you me, surprise me. A head, there's no heads up. Like, hey, I'm going to throw it to you on this thing, and you're going to fill in the blank.
Real deal. It's a real deal here. What you see is what you get.
Hey, you better pay attention. That's what
that is. You see is what you get. Ian says, I have a ton of mediums here in Minnesota. If anyone needs one, Minnesota fam, if you're coming to the muster, or you want to make a trip to see Ian, which is a good idea. Maybe he'll make you a pizza. I'm not sure. I don't want to volunteer him for that. But and you need some shirts. Ian has offered to loan you a body covering so you can participate in muster pictures. But yeah, check the store out. Let us know what you want. Fend for the win. Get your friends in the fam. Get 4 weeks on us. Be part of the rising tide that raises all ships and continues to help build this family into the amazing, kick-ass community that it is. So a couple ways you can support yourself and support First in this fam along the way. And with that, it's time for the free-for-all. I know we're moving kind of quick, guys. I know you think, Jonathan, you were in a car for 7 hours. How can you have so much energy? And I'll tell you, caffeine. That's how I can have this much energy. So, tonight's going to be a rough night for sleep, but a quick night for this live call. If you have anything, let us know. If not, we're going to jump over in the Fit Tribe, because it's been a day, y'all. And if we can get to date night a little bit quicker, if you guys can get to enjoying your evening a little bit faster, I don't think you'll be upset with us.
No.
So that's all I got. You got anything, any parting words of wisdom or anything you want to share?
I think we covered it. I'm just excited for muster. That's the big thing. I'm stoked for you guys to see it.
Yeah, really excited about that. Excited we have like a pretty solid squad coming with us. We have invited a friend or two of ours to hang with us as part of unofficial members of the fam to be chilling with us. We think you guys are going to like them, going to get to meet them, so pretty cool about that. But other than that, man, we're just ready to do the thing. Local members of First In, I'm going to post about this officially tomorrow, but Chris Cook, OG friend, OG, like from literally day one of us stepping foot into Vero, runs Peak Performance, high-end, super awesome personal training facility here in Vero Beach. We are going to do an anti-seminar at Chris's spot. And he asked us about doing this because he's a big supporter of this family, big supporter of what we do here, and he wants to share this family with his family, the members of Peak. And so he's like, hey, would you guys come talk to our people? And I said, no, I don't think we want to come talk to your people. I said, but we would love to come talk with your people. I said, so instead of us talking to them, why don't we talk with them? Why don't we do an anti-seminar? And so we're going to do the first ever First In anti-seminar for him on March 25th at noon. So if you're local and you would like to come talk with us, because you guys don't get to enough, because you don't ever come to Bagels, then, man, it's going to be open, it's going to be available. And when he says, hey, we'll charge, we'll compensate you guys for your time, I said, the hell you will. I said, who's going to pay to talk to us? I said, but wouldn't it be cool if we just donated the money to America's Mighty Warriors? So anyone that wants to come, there's a suggested $23 donation to America's Mighty Warriors to support 23 and 23. So come hang out with us if you're in Florida and you just love to hear us talk, you want to talk with us, you want a specific addressing of a concern, because that's what anti-seminar does. We're going to make sure we leave people with actionable information they can take action on, because talk is cheap, actions, not words. So we're going to try to help empower people to take some steps. And if you want to come hang out with us, it'd be cool. So we'll talk about that a little more official capacity tomorrow. But we're excited to be going and doing our first anti-seminar, because seminars are stupid. So we want to be anti them. But outside of that, man, I think that's all we got. Yeah. My boy Nick says, I used the Amazon link to buy the Goggins book. Never finished. Huge wins in there.
Nice.
Man, we appreciate you using the link to support yourself while you support First In Nutrition. That's kind of like the ultimate like way to do it. Like, hey, man, I bought a book. I'm getting a lot from this book. I'm pumped up. And you pumped 3.2 cents of Uncle Bezos' money into the First In ecosystem. And that's really what it's all about. So thank you for doing that, man. We joke about it. We joke about the referral thing or whatever, but it's really cool to be able to have that kind of mechanism for us to be able to freaking go buy the next Creamy, you know, over time. Well, shit, I don't think we'll ever be able to buy a Creamy, but to buy the next container for a Creamy so we can share with you guys the finds we have that are food related. So we do appreciate that, Nick. Thank you so much, man, and thanks for getting that done. Like they used to say at the Union Hall, seeing and hearing no further motions or meetings, seeing and hearing none. I guess we're going to call this one adjourned. Yep. So, guys, I know it was a quick one. We thank you for hanging out with us. We thank you for being a part of this family, for supporting yourself while you support First In, for utilizing Finn for
the win,
and being part of this kick-ass community. We will talk to you guys soon. Fit Tribe, we'll see you in a minute. Thanks for being awesome. Thanks for hanging out with us. And most importantly, thank you for being First In. We'll talk to you guys later. Bye.